Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We went through the study of angels for quite a few weeks, and I wanted to turn our attention a little bit this week. I don't know if I'll get through it all this week. I got 4 pages of notes, so you know I won't get through it today. About Satan, and then after Satan, I want to look at the Antichrist. So probably got about 2 weeks of Satan, maybe, and then a couple weeks of the Antichrist. And another thought while I'm talking about the Antichrist, and this is being broadcast on the radio, so this not only helps you, this goes out over the radio. Donald Trump is not the Antichrist. You laugh, but there are people who says that he's the Antichrist. We'll talk about the Antichrist. They said the same thing about Adolf Hitler. They said the same thing about Obama. They said, anyway, I'll get on that subject in a couple of weeks. All right. But today and probably next Sunday, we're going to talk about Satan. I guess to study Satan, even though I guess I've ever seen it written out. The Satanology, Satanology. Some of you temple may correct me on this one. If you do, do it outside and not. Don't embarrass me in here, okay? But it's a study of Satan. There may be a word for it, like harmatiology is a study of sin. You know, ecclesiology is a study of the church. Eschatology is a study of doctrine and last thing. Christology, I mean, temple, what would it be for Satan? Hey, I'll go. Temple says it's good. It's good. Satanology, okay? And anyway, I wrote this down. Let me read this. The existence of Satan is scoffed at by the world and doubted by many. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Satan. And most of the world pictures Satan, who thinks of him, as a cartoon figure. Remember? They think of him as having 2 horns, a forked tail creature, dressed in red flannel underwear. You've seen this, you know, in cartoons and other resemblances of Satan. Busily pitching coal into a fiery furnace of hell. I mean, we've all had that picture, how people would draw it. But Satan is just the opposite of it. And we're going to learn about it. He was a beautiful creation. So that he was so beautiful that pride came into his heart, and we'll look at it in a little bit. But a lot of people picture Satan in that way, as this forked-tailed creature. I will mention this. Even when I was in Jamaica teaching, it's funny, where I go, it seems to be this way. One of those Jamaicans said, "Preacher, do you know you have a halo over your head?" And they talked about being, he said, "You must be God's angel." I said, every time somebody says that, I have to feel back here, and there's 2 horns starting to come up. Try to keep me humble, you know. But anyway, the devil doesn't have the horns and all that kind of thing. We think the 2 horns and the forked tail, dressed in red pajamas. Flip Wilson made the famous saying, "The devil made me do it."
Yep.
Remember that? How many of y'all remember Flip Wilson? Loretta, you didn't raise your hand. You had to remember, you were old as the hills. Huh? Oh, your hands are cold. And by the way, remember, the devil didn't make you do it. It's your own fleshly nature that did that. Now, Satan may put some things out there, but ultimately, it's you. Okay, that's a whole other thing. Men can laugh at and deny the existence of Satan, but the Bible is very clear concerning the subject of Satan. Just for reference, Satan is mentioned in 7 Old Testament books, and they are Genesis, 1 Chronicles, Job. Remember Job, where Satan appeared before God and talked about his servant Job? Psalms mention Satan. Isaiah. Ezekiel, and we'll be looking at those 2 books in particular this morning, Isaiah and Ezekiel, and then Jeremiah. Those 7 books in the Old Testament all mention Satan. And Satan is mentioned in 19 of the 27 New Testament books. So the majority of the New Testament, Satan is mentioned and is referred to by every New Testament writer. So that includes the Gospels and all the writings of Paul. And then we read Jude and James and Peter. All those writers included some mention of Satan in their writings. Satan is mentioned 15 times by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So to deny the existence of Satan is to deny the scriptures and the words of Jesus himself. Satan is real. Now, there are about 20 names of Satan. I want to go through most. I'm not going to go through all the names because time won't allow, but I want to go through the majority of the names that Satan is known by in scripture. Of course, the first one and the most common that we know him as is Satan. It's the most common name, and it's used 52 times in Scripture. The word Satan is used 52 times. Then the second most would be what?
The devil.
Okay? And it's interesting to note it's used 35 times, and only in the New Testament. For you Bible students, Satan is used in both Old and New, but the word devil is only used in the New Testament. Interesting. And it's used 35 times. Lucifer, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Satan's name before the fall was Lucifer. And it's only mentioned one time. And that was before his fall. And after his fall, he was no longer known as Lucifer. The name Lucifer, by the way, the word Satan means adversary. Adversary, Satan. The word devil means slanderer. The word Lucifer means a light bearer. We'll get into that. Remember, this is before the fall. He was a light bearer. The shining one is found in Isaiah 14, 12. He was also known as the son of morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. I guess this again was before his fall. Lucifer, thou son of the morning. He was known as the anointed cherub, Ezekiel 28:14. That's where we're going to focus our attention on today. And then probably next Sunday, those two passages. So we could understand the creation of Lucifer, and then his fall when he became Satan. He was the anointed cherub that covered. Remember, I just read again, it's amazing. Satan is not an angel. I know we think of him as an angel. He's a cherub. Now, they're in that angelic realm, but he's in particular, he's a cherub, not as an angel like we think of Gabriel or Michael in that order, but we'll look at that later. You ever heard the name Beelzebub? Beelzebub means Lord of the Flies, Lord of the Dung. It's mentioned seven times. He's mentioned as Beelzebub. And I love that definition. Lord of the Flies and Lord of the Dung. If I went in the auditorium here, I would say, he's just a pile of it. You forgive me, but that's what the word means. That's what it means. Hope I don't get any repercussions over this on the internet, but that's exactly, and by the way, he is. Belial. He's known as Belial. It's the only time used in 2 Corinthians 6:15. And the word Belial means worthless, vile, ruthless, and wicked. About the sons of Belial, okay? The wicked one, he's mentioned as the wicked one. See it in Matthew 13:19. He's known as the serpent. A few passages, remember? Genesis about the serpent.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.